WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, everyone. Welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym, your daily dose of mental fitness training with yours truly, Dylan Brooks. Now, I know what you're thinking. Another day, another motivational podcast. But trust me, this isn't about empty platitudes and sunshine and rainbows vibes. This is about real talk, honest conversations, and practical tools to help you navigate the crazy roller coaster of life. And today's topic? How to develop a positive relationship with failure. Yep, that three-letter word we all try to avoid like the plague. But what if I told you that failure isn't your enemy? What if it was actually your secret weapon? Think about it, some of the most successful people out there have stumbled more times than they care to admit. They've learned from those falls, dusted themselves off, and come back stronger. It's all about perspective, right? So let's break down how to reframe failure as an opportunity for growth. First things first, recognize that failure is a part of the human experience. It's inevitable. No matter how hard you try, you're going to screw up sometimes. The key isn't avoiding failure, it's learning from it. Ever felt like you've been beating your head against a wall? You know that feeling when you put in the effort, but nothing seems to click? That can be incredibly frustrating. But guess what? It's a sign you're pushing yourself, trying new things, stepping outside of your comfort zone. And that's where the magic happens. Think about Thomas Edison and his countless attempts at inventing the light bulb. He didn't just say, screw this, I give up. He kept tinkering, experimenting, learning from each failed attempt. And eventually he cracked it. That's the power of persistence. Next up, embrace a growth mindset. This means viewing challenges as opportunities to learn and improve, rather than threats to your ego. You know what they say, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Well, that saying isn't just about physical strength, it's about mental resilience too. Instead of dwelling on what went wrong, ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? How can I use this setback to become even better? Remember, failure isn't the opposite of success, it's a stepping stone towards it. Speaking of stepping stones, let's talk about celebrating small wins. We tend to focus on the big picture, but those little victories along the way are crucial. They keep us motivated and remind us that we're making progress. So next time you achieve something, no matter how small, give yourself a pat on the back. You deserve it. It might not be the end goal, but every step forward counts. Alright, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're working on a big project at work, putting in long hours, giving it your all. But then, bam. You hit a snag, something doesn't go as planned, and you start to feel discouraged. You might even think about throwing in the towel. But hold on. Remember what we talked about today. Failure is just redirection. Reframe the setback as an opportunity to learn, analyze the situation, and come up with a new strategy. Maybe you need to adjust your approach, seek out advice from a colleague, or simply take a step back and reassess. Remember, even the greatest athletes in the world stumble sometimes. They get knocked down, but they get right back up and keep fighting. So don't let one setback define you. Learn from it, adapt, and keep moving forward. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you develop a positive relationship with failure. Recognize its inevitability, embrace a growth mindset, learn from your mistakes, celebrate small wins, and remember that setbacks are just opportunities for redirection. Remember, folks, life is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, twists and turns along the way. But it's how we handle those bumps in the road that truly matters. So embrace the challenges, learn from your failures, and keep pushing forward. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of Stoic wisdom. Let's spread the love. See you tomorrow for another dose of mental fitness training right here on the Stoic Mind Gym.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.